Amid its dinosaur bones and old dioramas, the American Museum of Natural History in New York is about to feature a musical instrument that almost became extinct. Tonight, the museum is presenting a concert of one of the world's oldest electronic instruments, the theremin, set to live computer-generated imagery under the planetarium dome. It's part of a museum program that shows off how science and art can merge. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
The theremin is played without touching anything. Performers just pass their hands through an electromagnetic field, which changes the pitch and volume coming from the instrument. It was invented by a Russian physicist, Leon Theremin, who brought his creation to New York in 1928. The theremin was an immediate sensation, but years later it was largely relegated to sci-fi movies like The Day the Earth Stood Still and They Came from Outer Space. Pamelia Kirsten is one of a handful of well-known theremin players. When she couldn't find one in a music store, she went on a hunt for it.
Finally, I found out about this company that Bob Moog has, and so I mail-ordered for a theremin and got it in the mail and fell in love with it.
Robert Moog, who invented the Moog synthesizer, manufactured most of the theremins in the 1960s. He returned from retirement in 1994 to make them again. Moog asked a fellow theremin buff to design a new outer cabinet for it. David McCornack works at the American Museum of Natural History. He prepares and assembles dinosaur bones, and when he discovered the theremin, it had become almost extinct.
I enjoy the instrument very much. There are not that many thereminists, though, that I really like to hear.
One musician McCornack does like is Pamelia Kirsten. During a rehearsal in the museum's planetarium, she stands behind the theremin, which looks like a wooden podium with a barely noticeable antenna.
My left hand, the closer it gets to the pitch antenna, it sounds like this. And then with the other hand, I'm just controlling volume, so as it pulls away, it's louder.
With her body completely still, Kirsten raises her arms chest high, as if she's conducting an orchestra. She cups her hands like a baseball pitcher with an invisible ball and slowly wiggles her fingers.
So it'll sound like this as you open it. It kind of changes it, makes it more like buzzy or adds harmonics to it. So this is almost like it, like, you know, sci-fi horror movies that Oh, this is my favorite too.
That's the bass line to a tune by Sly and the Family Stone, the popular R&B band of the late 1960s. Kirsten played several string instruments before picking up the theremin and now makes a living at it. Her CD, Gymnopedy, includes bits of classical, hip-hop, and jazz. At her upcoming performance, Kirsten's music will be set to images generated by a powerful computer and projected onto the planetarium dome. Gretchen Schwartz is the creative director at the Natural History Museum.
It's sort of like the mind of the computer is being projected live. That's not something that you've seen before. You utilize the technology that's new, and this is an experiment with that.
The computer beams a kaleidoscope of flowers and geometric shapes onto the dome from 7 projectors. It's state-of-the-art technology, playing a duet with the world's oldest electronic instrument. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.